The annual Great Singapore Sale kicks off tomorrow, promising discounts and deals for local shoppers and tourists alike. The sale has been extended to 10 weeks this year, but now into its 23rd year, does the GSS still hold sway over shoppers? Amos Tan, marketing and retail lecturer from Singapore Polytechnic, joins us on the line to shed light on one of our favorite pastimes, shopping. Amos, there are so many discounts available these days. There are deals online. There's apparel, consumer goods, F&B, holiday accommodation, flights. Do shoppers need to wait for a GSS to roll around for the great deals?
No, in my opinion, certainly not. Because e-retailers and a lot of retailers are consistently crafting up reasons all year round to do a sales. And customers are also very, you know, accustomed to buying from sales promotion online and from multiple platforms. So, no.
So do you think the GSS still has the same sort of, does it bring about the same sort of excitement as it did when it was first launched?
Well, it really depends. Well, one thing for sure is consumers do remember that, you know, there is this yearly event, there's this yearly GSS going on. And it really depends on how retailers, you know, leverage on it. So a lot of consumers remember the presence of it. However, that does not mean that, you know, they will certainly buy, because consumers these days, you know, they are looking at relevancy and the amount of discounts that are offered, you know, through multiple platforms and especially online. So whether or not to have excitement, it depends on the marketing mechanics, you know, and what's going on during, you know, an event like this.
Amos, is the GSS still a big tourism draw, though? Is it expected to make an impact on retail receipts and spill over onto spending?
Well, in my opinion, I think this tourism thing, you know, is largely dependent on the current economy of Asia and our nearby neighbors and our competitors as well. So if you look at, you know, our neighbors, we've got Thailand, we've got Hong Kong, Japan, Korea, they are going on. They are also launching fast and furious, you know, campaigns. So, you know, if we look into this period of time and we have GSS going on, and if our neighboring competitors are also launching something at the same time, it could have an impact on us. And of course, you know, like I said earlier on, the economy plays a huge part as well, and we are certainly not doing very well currently. So yeah, these are the factors that retailers have to be very mindful.
Now, the outlook for brick-and-mortar retailers looks challenging. They have to contend with rising supplies, labor costs, domestic demand, tourist demand set to be weak, competition from e-commerce. The GSS, some say, will be a temporary respite. What strategy could they adopt long-term to stay afloat?
In my opinion, I think retailers should not focus on just selling or giving discounts. You have to look at it from two perspectives. One is, are you doing experiential retailing? Because consumers today are really buying the experience instead of just, you know, doing a transaction, buying a single good from you. And the other aspect would be accessible retailing, which is largely known to a lot of people, omnichannel. So consumers today, they want to buy things in the most convenient way possible. So are you, you know, combining strategies from online to your brick and mortar, driving back to your online, whether, you know, there are multiple platforms to reach out to your consumers. So that will form this part of the accessible retailing. So retailers need to be mindful of this two main strategy and also trends that are very relevant in today's landscape.